pages 38 and 39. Live from the Louvre.
Hi, it's Zach. Greetings from Paris, everyone. This broadcast is being brought to you from the largest museum on Earth, the Louvre. Today, we're going to find out about some of the Louvre's most amazing treasures. Here we go. Now, at the top of these stone stairs, get a load of that. That huge sculpture you can see is the Winged Victory of Samothrace, or Nike of Samothrace. I can't even begin to tell you how amazing this is. It looks like she has just flown down out of the sky and is standing on a ship. Her head and arms are missing, but you can imagine her holding her arms up high, celebrating the result of an ancient battle. And just look at how her dress is being folded by the wind. I really can't believe she's made of stone. The skill of the sculptor is just incredible. Okay, I'd better move on. You can see there are so many people here. I'm being pushed around quite a bit, in fact. And you're really going to love what's coming up next. It's the one and only Mona Lisa. The painting is a lot smaller than you would expect and is protected by glass. But from here, I can get a good view to show you. When I look into her eyes, it seems she has a mind of her own. One moment she seems to be laughing at me, but then again, I catch a sense of sadness in her smile. I guess that's why she attracts so many visitors every day. And now, it's time to get up close and personal with one of history's greatest artists, Rembrandt. He painted this self-portrait about 400 years ago. Throughout his life, he made over 90 self-portraits. No one really knows why. Perhaps it was his way of taking a 17th century selfie? Or was it simply cheaper to paint himself than to pay for a model? About 35,000 works are currently being displayed in over 300 rooms in the Louvre, and it would take a lifetime to see everything. I'll say bye for now and hope you can all visit this fantastic place one day to feel the power of these great works of art for yourselves. They really do reach out to us across the centuries as if time itself were nothing. By the way, if you have enjoyed this live broadcast, subscribe to find out where I'm visiting next.